First, to find some of the words. The word buses, the word tiltum natsad, the word tiltum gufay. So first, the classic example of buses, you have a even up your chavis. When it's miniach bedas, then it's also metaltul. But when it's not bedas shokach, then a person is menaret. So the word buses, or the Israelis call it basis, it's basically the word eikan. It's a base of your Rashi and Daf Mizayim Mizan. It's a Moishav Mizan. The Targum of the word Veskanoi Basise brought down by the Arno and Reish Ayin Zayin. It's of Zayin, the Taich words, and the Mishmur by Osav Kon Chof says the idea of a basis is a Moishav, is a kan, is a base. Now this base over here, this basis, Beisayiv and Nagdomot to Muksal and Simish Nches. He brings down there are six Muksals. The fourth muksa, he says, is a case of a klishim lach leheter. There's muksa on top of it. It's a new shame muksa called bosses. Now, what is the lundus or the side behind the idea of bosses? So, now, Chaim explained it in different eifanim. Say over on one main eifin and a second eifin. Basically, the question over here is, what is the save? What's the sieb over here? Basically, you have again this chavis that's carrying this rack on top of it. The evin. Iraq is muksa machmas gufoi, the chavis becomes muksa. Is Yisrael becomes muksa because the chavis is tofel to the Iraq? If the Iraq is muksa and the chavis is tofel, has the same thing that, like the Iraq on top. Is that the Yisrael? Well, not mitzvah suga trelis. It's since one being mishamish another and the top thing given being maksa das, it's Iraq. Like it's over on Shabbos, not to mishamish with it. The thing underneath it also, you're being maxed das, because you're not going to move the thing on top, you're not going to move the thing underneath it. So basically, one way to clear the chakira, the lumdus on the side of bosses, isn't nichol the concept of tfeilus, one's tovel to another, or nichol the sugar of akzo. The point points out, loshen the ground of the rish ayin zayin, he says it's loshen of tovel, or bad in the safe, it goes as tfeilus. Or Sharmerg, when he discussed it, he said, about it, it didn't mitzah the sugar of akzo. A drop different, say the same idea, Chakiro, the Moshe and Dibros and Simla Meches, he's marked in this question, what's the lumdus behind it? Makes Machlik to Shoinu and place come out of it. Shalom Zalman also goes this way. He clears, what happens at the end of the day? What's the Tetzel over here? Is the idea that the Chavis is now part of the rack? It's part and parcel. Look at it being one Chavis over here, one object over here. And therefore, just like the object, the rack is Mukso, the Chavis itself is also Muksah, or do we say the two separate chvatsim, two different objects over here? We have the case of this rack, the case of the chavitz, and each one stands by itself. The rack, the maisa, has its muksah, and the chavitz has its muksah. Meaning, basically, is it one muksah or two separate entities? To bring out the point, the chakir over here, start with the go the main way of saying over is a trail walk. So point out l'chora there are 10 or 15 different afkaminas. Just mention a few of them, not all of them. For example, we know the sugya of bosses is when the bottom is coming to mishamish the top. Is when the what happens when you have iser and heter on top. The loch is when the iser is more choshev than the heter. It's a bosses, and then it cannot be metatul. The heter is more choshev, then it can be metatul. Dunir, kidunir, tiltum that side. Let's say it's shovel. The is and the heter is even, is equal over here. What's the halacha in that case? So I point out, it depends what svar you're coming with. Sugya tfelis is not tofel, therefore it won't be mukso. The sugya vaktso, maksadas, is coming to Mishamish thing on top. The thing on top is being maksadas. Thing in bam will be maksadas, will be mukso. We'll get the halacha in Simin Shin Yud Siv Ches, in Machliks over there, we share with Paiskim, how it's nothing to look upon it. One af kamino. A second afkamina they want to point out, l'chor depends, the machlokes and sif dalad of Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi, say v'chumah shita versus Rashi. When someone has muksa b'knisa Shabbos, do you say migdas katsoi ben ashmoshes, agami plan to remove it? Rashi shita seems to be, mine says osir, Rabbeinu Tam, say v'chumah says mutter. The other one wants to say, what's the say of the machlokes? Is mit tzadak tzo, as not maksadas, I plan to remove it. The second sugya tefillas, the ma'aseh is tofel. It's one entity over here. The ma'aseh will be muksa. A third nafkamina they want to point out. Let's say a person bedas puts something on an object or Shabbos or rak. Comes close to Shabbos, he says, "Know what? I do not want to be muksa. I want to take the rak off. Except, know what? I'm away. I'm by my shver's house, not by my own house. The rak is, and come back later tonight. So I did not want. I want to remove it, but I can't remove it. So what's the loch in that case? They point out the second sugya tefillas. But Maisa is Tofel. It's not a Suga Maktsa. It's not Maksadas. I do not want to be there. Another example they point out. A person plans before Shabbos to have this Chifetz with on top of it Isser and Heter. Not to be more Choshev. He put the Isser there and forgot to put the Heter there. What's the loch in that case? What's the machlokes among the Paiskim? I want to point out, Mitzad HaSugah V'Aktsar is not Maksadas. Mitzad HaSugah Tefillah is the Maisis Tafel over here. Let's say a person has an object with a Muksan top and does not know what Shabbos. Is it a Sugah Bosses? No one says it's Pet upon the Chakiro. Tefillah it is, Aktsar there isn't over here. A person has a Hefker object and he has an Evan on top of it. Is it Sugah V'Aktsar? I can't be Maksad to me it's not mine. It's not Tefillah, it's the Maisis Tafel over here. Those are nafkamines upon this chakiro. Now, of course, any good lamdan over here in the room can argue about every single nafkamine I said. That's simple. But that's a simple understanding how to bring out the point of the nafkamino. Taking one last nafkamino. A klishim lachta the iser. Is that the sugya bosses? I mean, until now, the sugya and the gemara is very clear. Talking about muksa machmas kufa. You have an oven, you have a rack, you have a case of a dinner. What about klishim lachta the iser? Do we say the sugya over here when you have a chavis and you have a pen on top, you have a hammer on top? You have a stender, and you put the pen on top of it. Is a stender now to be usher, that's our gufa mekaymai, just like the pen, I'm sorry, only mutsa gufa mekaymai, usher mecham letzel. That means that someone left the stender outside the yeshiva, he left the pen on top of it. The son comes, a person wants to move the stender inside to save the stender. You say by klish shemlach l'isser, the suga bosses. They point out l'chura, it depends upon two chakiras, not just one. We learn the sugya of klish shemlach l'isser. We got a shayla over there. What's the lamdas of klish shemlach l'isser? Is it the yisoid of haktsa, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha, the chayodom, or the goyin the hilchos mila? Nothing to do with haktsa. It's gzeirus kalim. They point out. Let's analyze it. If you take a chakir over here, misad the sugya tefelis chod tafel, or be osmi cham letzel. Misad the sugya of haktsa. Now it depends upon the second chakir. It's clear Shulbach to Issim, it's how the Suga writes out like the Mishnah Berurah, then you'll have the Suga be also Mecham Letzel, according to the Gaon. The Maaseh will not be that way. Be Mutter Mecham Letzel, Suga Gzeres Kalim. Depends upon two Chakiras. If you want to take the Maaseh, this halacha, what do a clear Shulbach to Issim? So the Pribe Gaon, beginning with Simon Shinchas, declares it, said Sarchian, he's not sure. The Maaseh, the Yeshua is Yaakov, he the Maaseh wants to be Mekel, says the own Suga bosses, is only by Mukhtar Machmas Gufay. And therefore, Shalom Zalm is like this way, and B'nai Mezobah go this way. The Kumi, they understand the side of Yerim, in fact, Zeres Kalim. At Sarasheni, the Urcha Shulchan, the Tila David, they say, Edom is the Sugar of Tfelis, or the Sugar of Akhtsa, say there is a hypothesis by Klishim Lakhlisser, of Yashim Khamkiewski, Urcha Shabbos, they go this way. It comes out that anytime you have an object with a Klishim Lakhlisser, it's on top of it. That means you have a person that has either a hammer or a pen on top of it, we also make Cham Letzel, and we'll say, Migdes Katsoi. Take it one more step, I'm sorry. No. No. A shakach. It's not tofel, shakach. Take it a step further, maybe. We're saying claim by klish shemach l'isser. Let's clarify klish shemach l'heter. Bir adover. A person we know by klish shemach l'heter, the loch is you cannot move a blitz or a klal. A person cannot take his keys and move a blitz or a klal. Yet, oichlem and kisvei kodesh, you can't move blitz or a klal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's kisvei kodesh? Any swarm will read on Shabbos. I mean, let's say you could read a math book on Shabbos, a science book on Shabbos. So you let move blitz or a klal. Then you have keys put upon it on a Shabbos. The keys to your house. Klisha makhletter. Come on Shabbos, you move the keys. Are you allowed to move now your book, your math book, your science book? Blitz or a klal? Is there a bosses by klish shemach l'heter? They point out that besides to get tefelis, you can argue the point. Yeah, and therefore will end up being that any book, a lot of people have books, magazines, mishpacha, ami, that thing that tops with that klish shemach l'heter. But come out as a sugya tefelis, therefore you cannot move a blitz or a klal. We go inside the sugya like so. It's klish shemach l'heter nichle geder of a tzor that cannot move klish shemach l'heter. The Gaon has two rayas that the idea of klish shemach l'iser is nichle geder gzeres kalim. One he says klish shemach l'heter, but klish shemach l'heter is nichle sugya b'tzor. About a gzeres kalim over here. Well, this may be can argue the point. Well, could be again, depending upon this chakira, how do you look upon kli shalach letter? When you have your keys on top of your book, we definitely get as also bleed sarik well. No, the question is about the. Yes, you're right, but I think the question over here is really what the lumdus over here is. How to apply the lumdus to the yisoid over here. Now, another lashon of the sugya is the word totum nasat. That means basically you have a chavis with the eved on top of it. And the Gemara says in Kufman Beis that if it's bedas, it's also the tautel. But let's say in case of shokach, then the Mishnah says that first to go do is mital tzido. And then vino fellas, first do a case of being manar. If it can't be manar, it's bein chavius. You know, break all the barrels around you. Then do a case of totum natsat. That means first people do not know the halacha when it's case of shokach. First you have to manar. You can't be manar. What far that means? Then do a totum natsat. Now, what does the word totum natsat means? That's I'm over here. What are you doing? You're taking this chavius. You have a rack. You're picking it off. That means being metaltu through something else is called totum natsat. Now. Over here, you have this yain inside the chavis, and the person, the meister, is picking up this chavis. He wants to take off this rack. To shake off the rack, he can't break the chavis around him. For this reason, you have a heter to be metaltal. Now, in essence, why be metaltal? Because you want the wine. It's a case over here, totum netzad, the tzarech dover, a heter. That means totum netzad has to be the tzarech dover, a heter. You want the wine. You don't want to shake off the rack because it will ruin the things around you, but totum netzad, tzarech dover, a heter. Tiltum Natsan, the Tzarek Dover Iser. Let's say a person wants to pick up the rack and save the Chavis and save the rack on top. The Almais is also Tiltum Natsan, the Tzarek Dover Iser. That means, for example, you already mentioned last Chaburah, the Taisa Ridzi Soid in the case of a child holding a rack. Only Gagurim can pick him up with the rack. Because when he has no Gagurim, why pick up the Iser and the Heter together? Why the rack and the child? Tiltum Natsan, the Tzarek Dover Iser, Tzarek Dover Heter. He has got gomas, so he became a tzaddik of the child, tiltum netzad, tzarech dover heter. So again, we define the second word, we have a word tiltum netzad, the loch is its mutter, but the case is shokach, when is tzarech dover heter? A third loshen, which is really not over here. Sorry? It's being menar, it's called near. Not called tiltum netzad, called being menar.
What?
Tiltum netzad means you be metaltal through something else. Whether you take a knife and push away the crumbs, or you pick up a chavis with the evan on top, it's through something else. Is in our context, we'll get to maybe other places and drop different context. Mimi and I are just shaking it off.
Why is that not?
It's a different level. Get to three levels in Toysos. It's a different lotion. It could be a extension of the idea, but it's a different category.
What's the classification? Is it not moving it? Is it shaking it?
We'll see. There's a difference. We'll get to the. We'll see. We'll see. That means, yes, we'll see, it tells you we really have three levels over here, but yes. A third lashon, which is not really our sugya, is the word tiltu begufay. That means you already had in the loch and simon shen ches of cutting your gimel, which would have caused that a person has mukst on the floor, mamish a din on the floor, you want to go save it, says the mishabua, go kick it. Rav Yishodim, where you price, say, tiltu begufay, the tzarek tova iser, lamai says mutter. Therefore, we'll see, we'll get to as Hashem and Simon Shinyan Aleph Sivches, the two things, Tiltu Menatzad and Tiltu Begufay. Both of them, the Meiser, are going to be Mutter, except with its parameters. Tiltu Menatzad is Mutter only in Tzarek Dover Heter. And Tiltu Begufay is Mutter even in Tzarek Dover Iser. Now, this is like Dom explaining these three words, focus down on the Sugil. The other Gemara on Kufim Aleph, the Mishnah where it says, Neutel Odomes Benoi, but. You have over here this case that a person wants to be metaltal. This thing that has an evan that you have this chavis with a evan inside of it. Now the question is, how in the world do you have this kakolo and you be metaltal it with the evan inside? So says the Gemara, if we have here near over here, says the Gemara, the case is the moly paris, that's paris inside, and therefore to menar won't be good. In fact, the Gemara, I start again. Question is, why carrying the mice of a bayah you being metaltal muksa in Evan? The Gemara answers a paris over here. In fact, the Gemara, the paris, let's have chiv near, spill it out. The Gemara says, you spill it out, the rack with the paris will get ruined. Will get ruined. In fact, the Gemara, if so, let's shake it away and only shake out the rack without the paris, without ruining the paris. The Gemara comes along with a second turret and says, really, this chavis has a hole inside of it. You're putting the rack there to be a doifin to this chavis, to seal it off. And then we're now it's a chilik of the chavis. So it comes along, we have this kakolo that has the Evan inside. The reason why the Evan's inside, the Gemara has two Tirotzim. One is the reason why you're not shaking it off, because it might ruin the Paris. The Gemara has a kash upon that. And the Gemara has a second Paris. Now the Evan comes up, chilek like a kakolo, to seal off the Daifin. Now there's a shalom among the Rishenim. The Beis Yosef brings it down. Do we go away from the first Teretz, or the first Teretz, the Maisa we keep? That means the Rambam sounds like we hold up both Tirotzim. The Gersh Lefenenu sound like we only have the second Teretz. Therefore, again, we have one Teretz that we cannot shake out something that has a Paris, or one that has the Kakola, the Evans that comes to Daifin. The Maisa, these two Tirotzim, one Sif Beis and one Sif Gimel. That means our Locho, the Mechab brings down both Tirotzim over here. That's first one Makor Vasugyo. The second Makor, we have the Mishnah Daf Kuf Kofei. Mishnah, the case of a delas, you have this pumpkin over here, this gourd, there you take out all the seeds, and now you have this empty pumpkin that you want to use as a bucket. Now, if you put a bucket and take out water from the well, it'll float, it doesn't weigh down that well. So what you do, you put a rack inside. It says in Mishnah, if you tie the rack very well to this bucket over here, not to fall out, now this rack comes a chilus of this bucket, of this delas over here. If you don't tie it very well, then you cannot use the bucket. Now, what does it mean not tie very well? Therefore, says Rashi, it comes along, and this the last will be a bosses to the Evan. It says, Mishibur, the last will be a bosses to the Evan. So we have a second circular, the Gemara Kuf Kafe, and Betzim, those are the two cases in Sibbeis. That means Sibbeis has a case of Kakolo, the Evan Metoichai, and the last in Evan Metoichai. One's the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, one's the Mishnah Kuf Kafe. Those are two circulars. We have a third circular. We have a circular by Atmono, a Mishnah Daf Mem Tes. A person has a pot over there, wants to atmano the Gizeit Semer. With wool over here, the Gizeit Semer is muksa, usually chasar and kiss, but it's muksa on Shabbos. The Mishnah says you have to, when you want to take all that atmano on Shabbos, be minar, shake it off. Back to Yisvis, he doesn't understand. But also the Sugya says, an kuf chafein kuf men beiz, v'yem liach bedas. It's a bosses, and therefore, what is also near is also totem and sand is also. Here you put the Gizeit Semer on top of the Gedero to insulate it. So it's bedas, mniach bedas. So how the world can shake it off and take away the pot? The mice is a bosses. The pot and the mice should be muksa over here. So come on, Rabbi Natan, he answered after an aleph, his yesod. And since you plan to remove it on Shabbos, the whole idea is that so, you be maksa das, but you do not plan to remove it. Here you plan to remove it on Shabbos, will not have the idea of the chum of migidus katsoi, and therefore a bosses for half a Shabbos you plan to remove is not a bosses, comes mutter. They point out, Rashi and Nachman Tess did not go this way, and he gave a different teretz. Rashi, you saw the way the Beis Yosef also explains Rashi, not clear that way. The Mice is clear among other Rishonim, the Balamor, the Rashi, the Ran. So what is the Lomdus and the Yisrael of Bosses? Another question, Bosses. That means that definition we saw from the beginning is what the Amor brings down, Mishmur Ba'ostim Konchof, from what Rashi, that the word is Moshev is a base, that's Kinoi, Kanoi is a Besisei, is a base. A base means somebody holding up the thing on top of it. What is the concept of holding up something on top? Either trailer saw, the idea is this is coming to Mishamish that. That means usually the idea of a bosses is, a basis is the bottom thing is coming to Mishamish the top thing. If it's coming to Mishamish, it's tofel, be maxidas. Let's say for Kert, the top thing, or the Isser, is coming to Mishamish the Heter. Again, Bosses, the Yisrael of here is a het is coming to Shamash the Isser. If so, it's Chelik of the Isser. Tolok of the Isser, be Maxel like the Isser. But let's say the Isser is coming to Mishamash the Heter. That means, for example, by this case over here, the Gizeit Semer, the wool is coming to Mishamash the Pat, do Atman over here. Make a simple example. You have pages on the table, the wind's coming to blow it away. You take a rack and hold down the papers. Why is the rack there? For the papers to hold up the rack? No. The rack's coming to hold down the papers. The Is is coming to Mishamish the Heter. Upon that, says Rashi, that's not a bosses. That's nichol the chumra of the idea of being Maktadas and Tfelis over here. Fakert, the Is is coming to Mishamish the Heter over here. And therefore, these Yishayim are saying, these Seyd over here, Gizeit Semer, why it's not Muxa, not like Toises, the Lomnus over here is because I plan to remove it on Shabbos. The Lomnus is because it's not a bosses. The Seyd of a bosses is, the Is is coming to the Heter, coming to Mishamish the Isser. Here, the Is is coming to Mishamish the Heter, Fakert. You can start clearing. They get about maybe that's the machlok over here. They get about the lomdus over here. That's true. That's the side of Rashi. Do you pass like Rashi? So you take out the locha mechaber situation test of aleph, brings down the mishnah of kizayt semer with the dictate around it. Says the mishibur over the instead of cotton test quotes the magavam Rashi shita. He said locha maisa is like Rashi. The reason why the Kidei Tzemer is not Mukso, you know why? Because the Kidei Tzemer comes from Shamash to Kedera. The Shai Tzim by us, it brings down the base Meir, it's called Chav Dalet. It brings down the base Seis, explains Shana and Rashi. Rashi Shito. The Seid of Mukso is when the Het is Mishamash to Isser, and not when Isser comes to Mishamash to Heter. That's not the Bosses. That's not Mukso. Building upon that led to a little bit of a tumult about 10 years ago. You go to any store here, you go buy a kumkum le Shabbat. Basically, I think everyone knows what kumkum is in this country. They have a small thing that has a basis to it. You take off, make your coffee, put back on, it heats up on Shabbos. It heats up during the week. Heats up. Now, do that on Shabbos, you can't do that. You're taking it off and putting it back. So now when they go to any store, they have something made by Kennedy or other places, other companies. They have an option to lock it in on Shabbos. So the basis does not come off the kumkum itself. Well, they have a Shabbos mode so the water does not boil out. Keeps it warm. The question over here is this kumkum for Shabbos? Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos? So it's done by Mechon Selmot. They have different people give Ashkocha to it. And it led to a bunch of Shalas Lalocha. And one of them was the Lumdus Abbasis over here. This mentioned two Shalas. One is the question in general, is the heating element, what is the muksa for that? That means negate fire and ash. We have a flame over here. We know that's muksa and Shabbos, muksa mach maskufoi, why wath lo nesugin dafim zayin. What happens, that flame makes the wick, which makes the oil, which makes the cup, which makes the leichter, which makes the tablecloth, which makes the table, all being a bosses to the flame, and they're all muksa like the flame, they're all muksa mach maskufoi. The question is, the loch is a flame. What about the heating element, which is a kli over here? You have any hot plate, the coals get red hot, or you have this heating element on this kumkum, is that nichol chumra of ish? A shayla. But Moshe Mikatin says, no, it's a kli. Shalom Zalman Shuman Chal Alf Tim Yadal, the Mitzadis nichol get over kli. But I've gone to pass this way. Numerous places can want to argue. So, one question in general, but clearly is, what is your hot plate on Shabbos? What is your kumkum in general on Shabbos? What is your crack pot on Shabbos? Is that an ish? Or no, it's a regular kli. On its side, the oilum seems to be machmer. Go that way, machloikis, but the oilum usually gives a getter, the haplay, nichle getter, a muksa machmer, skufa, like aish, most poiskim. On that side of here, now, if so, this kumkum that's attached to it together, who is being mishamish who? You have water inside, which is heter. You have the heating element over here. What's being mishamish? The heating elements can be to heat up the water. The water that before Shabbos. Is that a bosses or not? Just like I think Evan agrees, a battery, terrible. Inside your watch, well, the battery's coming to Mishamash your watch. Evan wears a watch on Shabbos. If you wear a watch, I know Reb Chaim, on that side, the women who wear a watch on Shabbos. Fine. So, why? Because it's a tuffle. Come to Mishamash, whatever, your watch over here. Here also, do you say the heating element is coming to Mishamash, the water? So, my sir, what? Yeah, that means number one, you say, when Moshe they asked him about these kumkums, he says, not mukso. Mamash, no problem. Minchas Lozer, I'm sorry, Minchas Osher has a truth about it, and he wants to say, when Moshe is correct. Even the Tzalam, says, mukser, Kamal Muslim Kobonim, he brings up Benom Zilban Shuba, Oznidru, and says, by this kumkum, it's not causing Kennedy, because it's before the Kennedy, they're saying in general, the concept, the heating element is heating up, is being mishamish, the water. That's not a bosses. A third point, it was real Orbach, and he's asked a question, and Minchas Osher and Shuv also, he says, different, the flame Be'etzim stands by itself. Here, Lamai said, you have the heating element, and you have the whole entire kumkum. That's Be'etzim of Vader, Kli over here. That's Isser and Heter together. It's Ve'choshel over here. So Vader is Nichol together of Kli over here. So there are three reasons why Lamai said to matter it. And there's Ashkocha
B'mechon somewhat. It's like the heaven is stopping off the hole.
Yeah, but there, the Kakol is the Iker. Right, the question, how do you look at the ikar of the kumkum?
It's a one piece.
Yeah, how do you look? So, my son, those, that's the three reasons why they want me to make it.
What's the second reason? Why are you gain by saying that? Anyways, you have the water. The water is fine, right?
The no, we'll get to the machmirim. So, what's that? Atzad HaSheni, the Orch HaShabbos, he writes and he printed. And he also asked the Bezriel's brother, Shmuel Obach, to buy that seltzer. My son, the water is not part and parcel of this kumkum. The kumkum stands by itself by clean. The kumkum is not the plastic around it. The kumkum is the heating element. That's the ikir, the heating element. The heating element is the Eish of Shabbos. And Eish of Shabbos, the Maisim, that's the case, that's the mukhs over here. And there was Yuweber, Luacha Mukhs, and other places you want to answer it. Now, if you could go buy it, the best of the two of them now in the market, they came out 3 years ago, another one by or the Shabbos by Mechon technology. This is the Geta Ashkochas. Mechon somewhat is Rabbanut. Mechon technology is the Charedim. Mechon Shabbos is the ultra Charedim. So if you ever buy things, you get refrigerators. If it's somewhat, you have to find out what exactly they're doing. That's Rabbanut. If it's Mechon technology, that's fine. And Mishmash Shabbos is ultra fine. But Maisa, so they, in the early Shabbos, the new ones that came out, the early Shabbos, what they're doing, they're taking care of a bunch of things. One thing that's certainly taken care of, there's no heating element inside. They're doing it through chimer that keeps it warm without a heating element inside. They're trying to get around this question over here. Therefore, if Halpern gives Ashkocha to it, or Shabbos, the Maisa Yadli gives Ashkocha to it, something called early Shabbos. A different type. I mean, if you buy it, by the other Shabbos, and not this question over here. Now, this heter, the second heter we're discussing, by who's being Mishamashu is not that simple of a heter. Well, bring out the point, might take a while to bring out the point, but we're saying over here that the heating element is being Mishamash, the water. That means it's saying, will not pick it up and do tiltal. Maybe the side of Rashi is not saying it by tiltal only by near. Now, we'll get back to that means in 10-15 minutes. We'll see what that means. Not that simple. First, I'm assigning this concept over here. We're saying the Yisoid over here, the Yisoid of Bosses is not what's underneath. The Yisoid of Bosses is what's come to Mishamashu. That's clear from Rashi. What's Mishamashu? If so, let's clarify Kurt. Let's say the hedges on top is being Mishamash, the Issus on bottom. It's on top now. I mean, is the Yisoid of Bosses to be on bottom and be Mishamash? Let's say it's on top of being Mishamish. No, but the heter is on top. Can we now make a heter on top be a bosses when it's on top and the is not on top of it? It's underneath it. Interesting shiloh over here. That means, the heter is something on top, is being Mishamish thing underneath, and that come also. My son is Masham, and Shinchas being on a bach over there, one say it's not a bosses, it's not a sheni, the Orch HaShabbos. Shmir Shabbos, one couple of Yashuv and early Makaris, Maisin is Nichol Geda Bosses. The classic example they discuss is basically your laundry clips. I mean, basically, your laundry clips at best, if it's not attached to Klishim Makalisser. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, you have wet laundry being hung outside. Let's say you're not sure it's going to dry on Shabbos, it's a cloudy day, not sure, and you have the clips there at Erev Shabbos. These clips are on top, are Klishim Makalisser, you want to know, is not Moksim Makal Skufoy. That means, let's say the laundry came off, or the kid took off the clip. What is the clip? Can I use it to close my bag of chips? Is it klishim lak to iser? Or no? Now, mice is a bosses, even though it's on top, to the muks underneath it. A shalom among the achrayim. Mice of the shmir Shabbos will be asked to say, it's a mishamish. Who cares top or bottom? I don't care what the difference over here is. That then it's mishamish. If they get a muks and mach miskufoy. The mazibah wants to argue the point, say no. But the word is basis. Basis means there has to be a base underneath it over here. Now the clips are a drop worse or better than something on top because it's holding on. Maybe holding on to something is more nichol geda being underneath it. You can maybe mechalkin cases over here. But a similar thing they get involved with is a Shabbos lamp. Now Shabbos lamps, the Ashkocha, and there's people, there are two different ones in the market. There's one of the Shabbos lamps that are screwed in and you have to turn, and those that are not screwed in and you can turn. Basically the same idea, one is screwed and one not. Why it's screwed, that's a different sugya, we won't get involved right now about that. The question really is, can you use the Shabbos lamps when it's turned and as a hole there, light comes out, and when you close it, you can go to sleep at night. So come to the Issa question of the Yashiva says, well, the thing at top is being Mishamish the light. If you hold the light is Mukso, this is being Mishamish that. If the light is Muksamach Muskufoy, on top is Muksamach Muskufoy. Well, my sense also. Once this lumbus of buses is not the side over here, underneath, they said, who being Mishamishu? Who's being Mishamishu? He wants a tiny of the cover over here being Mishamish light underneath. The reason why the Olam seems to be Mekel and Numish Chuvah is not the way, it's not being Mishamish the light. It's being Mishamish you. You want to go to sleep. So Rabbi Shlomo Miller will let it back, and then Mishuvah and most Achorim come along the Taino. Chuvah is coming to affect the light, but it's not mitzvah the light. It's not like you come and hold the laundry clip for the laundry. He had come to do it. Why? The light's terrific. Come to you want to go to sleep. That's coming to Mishamish you.
Coming to perfect the light.
Perfect the light for me. No, coming to get rid of the light. It's I don't want the lights. The I'm trying to get rid of the light.
To modify the light.
Take away the light. Come to Mishamish me. That I want something. Therefore, come with that claim and say.
You don't take
the same thing. Who's it for?
You ever take a pot and cover the lamp? I would say you can shamish me.
Same thing. No, this the whole part and parcel was to b'shamish you. They attached it for you. The part and parcel is for you.
Make the light
it's not a cue there for the light. It's all for you. Yashiv said, you're saying, I'm not going to argue that word, but I said, what? No, that's the heat of the water. It's affecting something that's in here right now. But, so I said, we have Yisrael over here and Bosses that Poshkin are discussing, it, but Bosses is not what's underneath, who is being Mishamashu. If so, let's take it a step further now. When you have this delas over here, and you have the rack inside the bucket, now when it's tied on well, says the Mishnah, not Bosses, Beseder. What's not tied on well, and you still want to use it, says the Mishnah, you cannot be Malo. Can't be Malo. Why? Says Rashi, it's a Bosses, to hold up the rack. Says the Mishnah, it's a Bosses, to hold up the rack. Why is the rack there for? To weigh down the delas, the gourd, the pumpkin. Who's being Mishamashu? The rock is being mishamish the bucket, the stelas over here. So why in the world is Rashi saying it's a bosses? Rashi says it. Why in the world is Mishbura saying it's bosses? Who's being mishamish who? The rock is being mishamish the glass. As Zoyfer to Kireg, he says, look at Rashi in Daphim Tes, look at Rashi over here, it's a steer is Rashi. And that's in the Ritva, it's his Kashan Rashi. And the El Rabba also to Mishnir Aleph, the Mishash of the Sugyo. Remember that Khenman had this problem with Rashi. Ask a second question upon Rashi. The Gemara Kukhav Hei, when it discusses, brings down the Mishnah on Kufman Beis about a Evna Pia Chavis. The Mishnah says two halachas. You have an Evna Pia Chavis. The first thing, what are you going to do when it's Shakach? It says, first thing you're going to do is be Menar. Shake it off. If you can't be Menar, what's a halacha? Do then pick it up and do tilt on that side and then shake it off. Two things. The Gemara Kufra Fei, when it brings down the Mishnah, says one case. It says only the ratio. She'evna piyachovis, mital tzidu v'hina feles. Only be Menar. Does not bring down the Sefer. Says Gemara, on that, lo yishanu eler shokach. Ava meniach, it's real boss, says you can't even be Menar. Says Rashi, lo yishanu, the isef tiltu menetzad, is only the heter tiltu menetzad, is only by shokach. The heter. However, the case of Meniach is also Tiltum and Atzad. So, I'm not analyzing it. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah only Menir, the ratio. Came along Rashi explains it only on the Sefer of Tiltum and Atzad. Rashi the Pelo. The Gemara says, Nir, Loishonu, Ela, Shokach, not Meniach. Says Rashi, Loishonu, Tiltum and Atzad, only case of Meniach, Tiltum and Atzad. Two Rashis, one after another. Very clear to the Matzad. He took the. If you do not know there's another Mishnah, you have no idea what Rashi is discussing over here. There's a Mishnah saying a Sefer, and Rashi explains the Lo Yishanu only on the Sefer. In fact, I'm not sure what's happening, Kivega, what's happening over here. So, to answer this, first build out a Yisoid over here, to rise to Yisoid, very important local Maisa, we'll get back to answer Rashi. Until now, a person understands, when you go to the Sugya Bosses, when Shokach, there's two halachas. Number one, near and tiltum atzad. If a shokach near is mutter, can't be menar for whatever reason, then you do tiltum atzad and then you shake it off. If it's meniach, both are also. You can't do tiltum atzad, you can't do menar, you can't do either one. Question is, can you divide the two up? Can you make it not totally zebizah? Could a person have a case that maisa near will be mutter, and tiltum atzad is also? That means, pashtus is, it's the same thing. And the Mishnah equates the two. That near has its when shokach both are mutter, meniach both are aser. But maybe we can machal between the two sugyas over here. I say they're not totally zebaza. The first makor to see this concept over here is that we have the gemara dot kuchel gimel. I assume I'm sorry, twice over here. We call it kalim. So over there we have a case of a pogo of this date that was not ripened yet. The person wants to ripen it. He puts it underneath the case of straw. The gemara says if it's makul b'miksas. Then a person can go take it out, and what will happen, he'll pick it up, and the straw will fall on the side. But let's say it's not Mugulub and Mixas, and you can't get to it. Tanakama says, you can get to it. Straw over here is Muxel. Mashenkin, the Lozen Ben Tardoy says, take a kush, take a pin, stick it in, and pick it up. Tiltum Natsad. Because the Gemara we see over here, Tiltum Natsad, Loishme Total. Says Rav Nachman, halacha lakablozim ben tudoi, the halacha is tiltum and tam loishme tiltum. I think more, I have a case of a pulko, of a tznoi, a radish, a turnip over here, that Rav Nachman says, melamayin lamato, if the big part on top is sticking out, it goes in narrow, you can pick it up, it'll fall down inside, the offer that's coming to ripen this turnip. Mash enkem was melamato lamayla, the other way around, it goes narrow, and you pick it up, you can't go do that, you can bring metaltol, tiltum and tzad shmei total. Like my answer is Rav Nachman was closer. The bikkur holds tiltum and tzad lo shmei total. That means the two cases, a pogo, and a case of pulgo, that Rav Nachman very clearly passing like a lozer ben tudoi, tiltum and tzad lo maisa is motor. For Tosfos, what in the world is this case we're discussing over here? Is it meniach or shokach? What's the case of pulgo? What's the case of this idea of this pogo over here? If it's meniach, you did a pedas, you put the straw over here, you put the up over here, on top of these things to insulate over here. How in the world of Nachman saying it's mutter tiltum and tzad? The Gemara Ba'as says kufman beis. Then near is also, so the tiltum and tzad is also. Abad is also. Almay, it's a case of shokach. If it's shokach, what's that to aser? Even tiltum gomer lamais is mutter. So only in case of tiltum and tzad, how in the world can you come along to aser it? What's that to aser over here? What is the kimto? We have machlekes and we have to paskin. Is it meniach or shokach? First, they point out you have to realize Tosfos are three words. It says near, totum and tzad, and totum gomer, and all three are the cases in our sugya over here. So, what exactly is the akimta that discussing in our sugya? Said Tosfos, he answers, who is meniach, but das to take it away. What? Like Tosfos, nun aleph. You plan to remove it. So since you maniach plan to remove it, therefore what's halacha near is mutter, but tiltum and tzad, maisa that will be also. Oh, maisa Taisa says that. Now he explains, you should have not put it in a way that you had to tiltum and tzad. These are different ways of doing it. Could it be mekula mailo, or because you could have done it melamata lamailo. The fact that you chose to do it this way, you put it in the ink, you had all the option what to go do. You set up in a way that has to do tiltum and tzad, it's not needed. Since we know the Mishnah says first do near, then tiltum and tzad, we don't let you do tiltum and tzad. So it's a process. That means that near should be mutter, not tiltum and tzad. Now just explain Shannon Toysis, the way the Chanish says in Toysis. Toysis again has the lotion of near, tiltum and tzad, and tiltum gober. What he means, says, you read it Toshua slowly, the Chanus explains it this way, that near means you take something and you knock it over, that's near. Tiltum and tzad means if I cannot physically knock it over because the thing's around it, I pick it up and I do near. Tiltum gomer means I can physically knock it over, except I don't want to because it ruins the things around me. That's called tiltum gomer. I pick it up and shake it. That means it comes out there are two ways of tiltum and tzad. Tiltum and tzad, when I physically can't re-minar, it's called tiltum and tzad. And that's the machlokes of lozim and tutoi and the chachomim, and we are passing the kula. There's a third case where Tosfos calls tiltum gomer, which are oilim, the first called tiltum and tzad. When I can't physically knock it over, I don't want to, tzarech mekoymoy, I don't want to, mitzad sugi hefsted, then I pick it up and shake it off. And that's where we're passing, you cannot do that on Shabbos. What? The Tosfos words, the tiltum and tzad, the tiltum gomer, which the oilim calls both tiltum and tzad, the two levels of tiltum and tzad. Tiltum and tzad means in a case over here when a person cannot physically turn it over, you have to pick it up and turn it over. That's called tiltum and tzad and tzitzis. A second time when you can't physically knock it over, but you don't want to, that's called tiltum gomer, which are in called tiltum and tzad. One of them, Kapaskin, Lakulo, in this case of Pogo and Pogo, I wouldn't be masked before. It comes down with the Oilm calls it, the Lashon will call it by a symbol, Chetzi Basis. Comes down to the corner of tzitzis, a person had something you plan to remove on Shabbos, the lochavir is near his mutter according to Rain Tom, and tiltum and tzad to pick it up and shake it on my that saucer. The losh of Tosfos, I'm switching to our loshen, we call tiltum and tzad.
So both in Musa?
Near his mutter, and tiltum and tzad to pick it up when it's tzarech mekoymai, that'll be also. Now, very nice of Tosfos. We pass like Tosfos. Says that be a loch by Austin Sif Dali. Quoting of Kiveger, quoting Tosfos on Kufav Gimel, the whole Hetzin Sif Dal, the Ben Tam Shita, the one we make Mokum Hefzid, is only negated the sugya of near and not negated the sugya of tiltum and atzad. Halacha l'maaseh, we go like this Tosfos. Look up Kibbeh on the page in Shulchan Aruch. It says, I Tosfos left an Aleph, does not seem to go this way. Machlokes Tosfos. Maskana said, no, both Tosfos agree at the end of the day. Chetzi Bosis. Something that you plan to remove on Shabbos, with Beitam Shito, the Sefer Shumah Shito, near will come to Matir, but not till 2 minutes out. They will come to Aseret. Again, Chetzi Bosis. La Locha La Maisa, Be Locha, Be Zidane, Kibbeh from Tosfos. This is not shaka. This is a miniach bedas you plan to remove. That's one case over here. Take a second case. We see this concept. Is there a shayla over here? Is there a bosses on Shabbos? I mean, a person basically on Shabbos, he has his plate clean. After he finishes eating, his bones on top of the plate. No animals around. The bowls on myself are mukser. Is a plate become a bosses? So we'll get back to Bariches and Sugyo Bashem in the week. The three Mahalcha among the Rishonim. That Tosfos Shita is there is a bosses on Shabbos. The Rashba, the Rav Shita is there is no bosses on Shabbos when you plan to remove it. The Balamor Shita, there is no bosses on Shabbos. Three different Shitas. The Chanish says the Balamor Shita, there's no bosses on Shabbos, is Das Yochid. The Maiso, the Mogavrom, the newest time is bringing down the Balamor. I got the Balamor, two sheets over here. And the Mishmu and Simon raised some of the law passing like the Balamor, there's no boss on Shabbos. Mishmu passing, there's no concept of boss on Shabbos. In fact, the Chaznish, before Shigmor, Mbeya, Dav, Chav Aleph, on the Bey, is brought down by us and Tyson, Dav, Chav Gimel, and Aleph on top. The Sugi of Shuer Kais, very important case, especially in the Sugi of Rav Shuri. The case over there, Goy comes to your house, he has wine. You serve him to drink the wine, or without serving, he takes the wine over here. He has bread, he eats it inside, he dips inside. He finished drinking it, and he had leftover inside the cup, behind Nesef, with pieces of bread inside. The Gemara gets involved inside the sugar of Graf Shavi, in Matatl over here. The Gemara says, Maiset it's Muksa. You have a cup with Yain Nesef and pieces of bread left behind inside the cup. It's a Muksa inside. The things inside, the cup of Maiset is Muksa. It's a Balsas. For the Chaznish, how in the world the Balamor and the Mishbura Paskin, there's no bus on Shabbos. The Gemara says clearly there's a bus on Shabbos, black and white. Says the Chaznish Yisarid. What we're saying over here, the gate is to go to Balamor, there's no bus on Shabbos. We won't discuss the bottom, but that's the side point. To ask the Balamor, when you say ain't no bus on Shabbos, negate to near and not negate to Tiltum Atzad. Again, he divides the two up. Ain't bus on the gate to go near, not Tiltum Atzad. They point out, is that the Mishabur Shita and the race time of Rav discussing the Sugya of Nir brings down the Balamor, there's no bus on Shabbos. At the end of Simon Shin Yud, the last Mishabur, he ends off. However, if something came of bus on Shabbos to Metaltal, that's also. They point out that's Das Mishabur. A second time we see the concept of Loch Lamaisa, Chetzi Bosses. To Minar something, Lamaisa, that'll be Mutter when it came of bus on Shabbos. To Metaltal, that'll be also. Which then we'll have to get to. How in the world do we clean things up on the table on Shabbos? You have to play with bones. So what do you go do? You come in there and shake out the bones. But how in the world do you pick up the plate with your bones inside of it? You can't be total. It's being a bustle here. You have to learn the sugi of Graf Shuri. What finds a get of Graf Shuri? That leads to the sugi of how we clean off the table on Shabbos. We see a second time you say it over here, that like Kimachalik, the idea of Shaka Chumaniach, the sugi of bosses between near and Tiltum and Atzad. A third time. We have this case with a chavis with wine inside, and we want to take the wine out, and you have the rack on top of it. First, halacha do near, then you do tiltum and atzad. When is it mutter to do tiltum and atzad? So the Gemara is very clear. We'll come out, we really have three eitzes, one allowed to do tiltum and atzad. The Gemara and the Paiskim. One is, I don't want to do near, because I'll either break the chavis around you, or the peiros will get ruined. That means you have inside Evan, and peiros will get ruined. That means, number one, you have no responsibility for near, inside the sugar being mastered the heter. You know who heter? Whether the chavis is around you is a heter, or the parish is the heter. Either want to master the heter, don't go to Tiltum Atzad, don't do a case of near. A second thing, the Gemara Kuf Mem Beis and Beis, the Tzarech Mekoymai. If I do near over here, I want to use a mukam over here, won't gain out of it. So if we're right to do Tiltum Atzad, we want Tzarech Mekoymai, one means that hefsid of heter, one for the mukam of heter. Let's say a third option. No, I don't want to do near. I have this dinner that I forgot on top of my chavis. If I do near, be a hefset to the iser. It's an iser. That means a two-way term in the Gemara's case is what? Is a either a hefset to the heter, or it's just mekoymei the heter. But let's say it's hefset to the iser. Is that nichol geder or told him it's had sarf dover her iser? I told him it's had sarf dover iser is oser. I mean, again, I'm picking up this barrel. I want the wine. I'm doing it mitzad heter. I have a chiyuv nir. If I do nir, I'll lose this dinner. Someone comes to steal it. What's the loch in that case? So Kiveger wrote a letter to the Beis Meir. I said, my sense also, the Tzarek Dover Isser. Beis Meir wrote back, it's Mutter, and the Shabruah, and the Shai Tzitzit, Kortin Yud Zayin, he quotes the Mogavon, next Simon, Api, the Bach, the my sense Mutter. My sense Mutter. That means it comes out, we have three times it's Mutter, you have no chiyuv nir. Either mitzad, the sugar of hefset to the heter, some tzarek mekoymei the heter, a hefset to the iser. If so, let's take it a step further. That means I want to take out the wine from the barrel, and if I shake off the dinner on top, I'll lose this dinner. I'll lose the evan. If so, let's take it a step further. If I have right now the shakach, a dinner on top, can a person over here do tiltum atzad to save the dinner? I don't want the wine inside. Can I do near and tilt him aside to save the dinner? Can I go do that? Come on, the Shem Shai Tzina says, to go do that, this is a Mogav Rom, we can do after Ben Yeruchim, the lot of that you can't do. That means you have a dinner on top of your Chavis. Depends why you're picking up the Chavis. Picking up the Chavis, tilt him aside, or near, beside you want to get the wine out, that'll be Mutter. To do it to save the dinner, says the Shai Tzina, that's also before Shem Ben Yeruchim. Says the Shai Tzin, but the Maaseh, look up the Ben Yeruchim, it's not that Mefurish. He discussed the Ben Yeruchim Tiltum Natsad. And the Magav Rom wants to ask him there. And then not Toli Zebezeh. But still he asks it. A third time, you see the Mishabur clearly holds that near and Tiltum Natsad, not Toli Zebezeh. I can matin near, I can ask it Tiltum Natsad. Ask it Tiltum Natsad. Another time, you see the same idea, same concept. Agav. In this Ben Yeruchim, the Beis Yosef that brings down, he discusses when we say something's a bosses to the thing on top of it, what's the osir? What's the case of Maniach? We know it's osir, so our kufa yem koimoy. The Ben Yeruchim is a tzad, and the paskins, only tzarech, what's the osir for? It's mutum koimoy, only the kufa is osir. But koimoy mice is mutter. Pass it that way by the Shpula Laket. Beis Yosef disagrees, we don't go like this. We have to realize that the Ben Yeruchim, the Shpula Laket says, they have something that is a basis, that's osla gufoy, and mutla mekoymoy. That means you discuss the sugya of category 2, sugbek, by klisha makta iser, machmim atayning, there's no such concept as something that is can be osla gufoy, has no gufoy, and yet be mutla mekoymoy. One of the writers they point out is this from Ben Yeruchim, and this Shibu Leleket, we have something that's no gufoy, and they're saying it has mekoymoy. It was a klar raya, a nocha raya against category 2. But actually, back to the story of Chetzi Bosses. We see three times you can separate near and tilt them outside. Number one, we have a lochla meister, be a lochla, according to Kivya Eger, from Toysvis. We plan to remove something in Shabbos. The only thing it's matter is near and not tilt them outside. A second time, we see it by Bosses, be emtzer Shabbos. Mishabuah seems to pass, and then only near is more not tilt them outside. And third time, to knock away the wife of Ben Yeruchim, says the Shai Tzin, maybe the same mukso, maybe near is more not tilt them outside. Building upon this, let's go back. We say the case of Talas. We have Talas, it's Bakovi and the Iraq on top. Who's being Mishamashu? Who are the Iraq? It's come to Mishamash. The Talas, why is the case of Bosses? I point out, you're right. I tell me you're right. But what would that answer to the Kivager? That's why near will be Mutter. But you want to do Tiltum and Atzad. The Gemara said, Loishanu, Elashaka, Vloy Maniach. Said, Rashi, on Tiltum and Atzad. So the two questions answer each other. Rashi agrees in Mechalk between Nir and Tiltum Atzad. Echlami to ask him it's on Nir, that won't do it that way. Who is being Meshamashu is only to get to the Sugim Nir. You have Gizay Tzem on top of Gedera, Menaret. Gizay Tzem has come to Meshamashu Gedera, shake it off. There's no Isser of Nir when the Isser is coming to Meshamashu the Heter. Tiltum Atzad, carry a Muxa on Shabbos. Mice is one on top of another. That's also. Says Rashi, by the case of the last Ishmael Mishamash Heter, over there near his motor, I think what's the Lashonu? Lashonu says Rashi, on the case of Tiltum and Atzad. Kivyaka says it's Teretz. Chanush goes this way in Rashi. If so, go back to the case of the Kennedy. The case of these are kumkums. Now those want tiny of a heter because who's being mishamashu? If you take this yisoid aloch lemaisa that way, at least by this case, it'll come out. You have right to do near, not totum atzad. If no be paskin like this yisoid negair to being mishamash heter, yishlokin. If you paskin like this yisoid in Rashi, it'll come out that this one of the term negair to kumkums will not work out. Sipe is the case of a bosses iser, and if we have a case of either kakolo with the evidence side or glass with the evidence side. Sif gimel is the case of a bosses iser ulaheter. That's the hemshuk sif gimel over here. Now, the case of bosses iser ulaheter, it comes out over here, they have to realize you have a basket with peris inside and evidence inside. First halacha you have to do is near. You can't do near because you're in the peris, you're in the chobis. Then you do tiltum and atzad. Now, you have to analyze why is that so. Why iser and heter, if the heter is more choshev, loch is go metaltal is chovis. I mean, the case of discussing is meniach, not case of shokach. Shokach is only sif dalet. Sif gimel is case of meniach. The case of meniach, the loch is dunir, not tiltum and atzad. Both of them are there bedas. Because I have heter and iser, therefore I can go metaltal mukso. If you have a heter, a right comes out to iser. That's muksa. It's meniach bedas over here. What's the lumdis over here? So we get to nafkamina is a different time with the lumdis. But you see clearly that the mishmuvia says best in place in the sugyo. And a person being metatal iser and heter, the heter is more choshev. The iser is command the lesser. Iser's bottle is not here. The only thing that we see being metatal is being metatal heter. Since the heter is more choshev, I'm doing tiltum and sad and heter. There is no iser over here. That's not the chshivus over here. It's command the lesser. If so, Mishwur, when he says Malach to contest, he says, but what's the lock? Do near first. Why do near first? Command the lesser. So he says it's if called Niyud, because that will only match when you have no other Eitzel. That should tell us. That means be not Malach Chasnish at a different time. Mice that he said over here, so the Mishwur is command the lesser when you have no other Eitzel. You have no other Eitzel, because that will not match you to do a case until Tumen Asad. Sif Dalad is a case you have Evan. On top of Chavis, again we have Mishkov and Beis and Beis. The Mishkov is very clear, first do a case of near, came to near, they do a case of Tiltum and Tzad. The Gemara says, this halacha is doctor of a case of Shokach, case of Niach, then both of them a case that's also over here. Now just what comes out to analyze, some of the halachas are repeated. We have the halacha of Gimel, Sif Dal, and Sif Hei. The case of Sif Gimel is Iser and Heter, and Betzim we have three halachas that's coming to three dinim, near, Tiltum and Tzad, and Tzarek Mekoyimai. Sifdal and Sifhei are the case of Shokach and the same three halachas. The case of Nir, Tiltum and Tzad, Sifhei, Tzarek Mekoyimai. That means you have to realize it's the same thing, just two different kimtas. One's Iser and Heter, and one's Shokach. They have the same halacha, but the Heter is more choshev, and Shokach is the same din over here. Now in Sifdal, we have this again, this Evan over here, with this, on top of this Chavis. Now, let's analyze again. We Ispat the glass. The Rach is coming to Mishamish the last. Why is the Evan over here for? Says the Balamor, you know why? Because the Chov has come to hold up the Rach. By the case of the last, the Mishnah says the Rach is for the last to weigh it down. By the Chov, no one says why the Chov is there. Says the Balamor, the reason why the Evan is by the Chov is why? Is the Chov is supposed to hold up this Rach. It's there to Mishamish the Rach. Mishamish the Rach? Well, that's all the Lochas. Near, Tilch Mansad, Shokach, Menech, very simple. Now this chovis, this barrel over here, is it empty or has something inside of it? By the case kakolo, we saw very clear, it has peris inside. The case of the glass, we're putting water inside. This chovis has anything inside of it? It says Lavush has nothing inside. It's a chovis to hold the rack up. Maaseh Rashi, the sugi says the chovis has yain inside. Yain. Bring down by Moshe Shoinim, and Mishmur brings down very clear, the chovis has yain inside. If so, it's an obvious question. What's more choshev, yayin or rak? I assume most people, except my father, will say wine. Fine. But Maisa, it should have been discussed over here. The chura, it's a basis l'iser ulaheter. In fact, the Eli Rava and Nubis Kedal Achoinim, the chura, sif dalet and sif gimel. Sif gimel, a basis l'iser ulaheter. Sif dalet, because of sugar, shakar, and meniach. What happened to the concept that this is a basis l'iser ulaheter? And I think people can argue that your yain is more choshev, and even meniach should be mutter. Even meniach, if yain is more choshev, the chavah should be mutter. So Mekivege over here brings down Makar Baruch, Gami ends up Sarachian, and Mekanumis Pesach can go this way, Taisa Shabbos, Pirim Godim, Matzah Shekel, Nasivis. The Kamel and Taino, Yeshul Chalik, truth, the Chavis has one inside. Now, the different ways to hang over the Teretz, say over one Lashon, maybe give it second Teretz, let's find about different ways to hang over. Best time again, you have this Chavis with one inside. Now, you have this rack on top of the Pia Chavis. So the bottom half of the Chavis is a boss Isru Leheter. But the top half of the Chavis, the Pia Chavis, is a boss only to the Isser, to Rock. The top half does not more than size.
So this is around the clips.
We'll get to it. I'm not sure about that.
Why not? Maybe
afterwards. So a Kamdat says, Vortam this Mahalach by the Bialochel. Bialochel Sivdal says, it seems to ask his question, why is it not bus this letter? He says, you know why? Because on the Pia Chavis there is no wine. On the Pia Chavis this is the only case of a rock. Only rock. So the bottom half is bus this letter. The top half is bus lisser. A massive chiddush. You take the same object and divide it in half.
What's the bottom half?
The bottom half of the barrel has wine.
Why is it
missing? It has a rack on top of it.
Why?
We'll try to bring out this point. Very important point over here. Try to bring it out. We seem to have... exactly what my father is saying. Awesome point he's saying, a tablecloth. Can we divide a tablecloth in half? That's what we're leading to. Because who has chavis over there? We're trying to lead to a tablecloth. Exactly. Fine. Like I said, we have over here very clear. We have a bialocho coming from the Gdol HaKoinim. His words are, Isa Rishonu V'Haskimu HaHabra HaKoinim. That somehow we can have this barrel and saying, why is a muksuk? The Pia Chavis is a rack over here. And it sounds like they're saying, aside, you can divide an object in half. Now, there is another way to answer this question over here. The way the Me'imi house says over, and the world, those go like this, whether it's from Zalman or Samaric Torah Shabbos, is that the only way to get the wine out was to take off the rack. So therefore, the set of here is that if you get the wine out, there's a spout coming out, so the chavis is the bus to the wine, and the bus to the rack. But here says the only way to get the wine out is to take off the rack, you take off the lid, therefore they're all being mishamish be'ik of the rack on top. A simple nafkamina, which we'll better get to, we'll learn simish yud siv zayin. Let's say a person has a table, and there's a drawer to the table. On the table he has iser, and on the drawer he has heter. Is that a bus Isser Leheter, or is that a bus only to Isser? According to the Bialoch's Mahalach, the top is Isser. According to those who like the Meir's Mahalach, it's bus Isser Leheter. Or get to numerous nafkaminas built upon this lumdus over here. But nice, the point first we're getting to over here, it sounds like the Bialoch is coming from a Gedim Kveger, and those who like him, Taisa Shabbos, that you can somehow divide a Chavitz in half.
Now,
oh, so there are those, or Choshulchan, somehow, again, I picked one way to say it over. I'm being clear, what I said over, the different ways of saying it over, and they seem to put the Mahalachim together. The Beis Meir says over this Mahalach, divide a Chavitz in half, it says Tmur, how in the world do you divide a Chavitz in half? I'm here to argue with my father, I'm not going to do that. But the Torah Shabbos, he says, Yir kol bal seichel she'enoi emes. Anyone who realizes that, is not, you cannot divide a Chavitz in half. No, he goes this way, he wants time to how in the world do you divide the chavis in half? In this bus isleter only isser. You can't say the bottom half is isleter and top is the case of bus isser. Maisa, we'll see another time we have a similar idea over here. Kamel Litaz, he has a case of a mapa el yoino and a case of mapa tachtoino. Now, what does that mean? So, the way how Moshe and Shuva explains what's going on over here. First explains, let's say a person has a table. What we do in our tables, we put first a mapa, what they call mapa tachtoino. It goes over the whole entire table. On top of that, we put our lechter, we put our chalas, we put our wine, we put our silverware, dishes, food. That's mapa tachtoino. Mapa al yoino, what they did, is that they started putting both them, al yoino tachtoino, both underneath the lechter. Then when they put the food and chalas on the table, they'll go up and cover it. So basically, what happened, it covered, and then went up and over it. This is called mapa al yoino. Fractitas. How in the world are they taking the mapa el yoino off on Shabbos? Now what they did is that when the meal started, they're taken off until the lechter. The lechter stayed in the meal on Shabbos. And then after the meal, the lechter will get removed. How is the case of Goy, or bus is lechter, they'll remove it. And then they took it off that night, and that next morning, the rest of the tablecloth. The question was, how in the world, says the Taz, was the Olam taking off this mapa el yoino? Mapa tachlein abadili there. Your table has to have a tablecloth on Shabbos. But how in the world they're moving a mapa el yoino? And the question is, what is the Taz's question? Is this question, how in the world do they move it until the lechter? What was this question? That I have no problem with. But how in the world that after the great take it off, and the next morning they move the rest of the plastic underneath the lechter? What was bothering the tzitz? They move the top that's covering the food? Or the chel is underneath the lechter? The first part of the night they removed it, or the second part of the night? What bothered the tzitz? Said the Shaar HaTzion, look at the Prima Gadol of Ushas Strad, they argue this point. So argue, what exactly is a kasha over here? What's going on? Says the Prima Gadol, the problem was underneath the light till the second part of the night. That means Prima Gadol is saying, maybe the first part, that's not a bosses. We take a tablecloth and say the first part's not a problem. The problem is how after the next morning they move underneath the light, that's a boss of the Isser. The Sivis went this way, the Machanchu went this way, the Shabbos, my Shabbos went this way. Ashad Haseni, said the Vusha Srat, if you read the Taz, the little letter over there, look inside. In fact, the Vusha Srat, the Maestah, how do they remove it? It's a boss, it's the Lechter. How they move it even to get the Chalas, to get the food, get the silverware? The whole time things are bosses. So Moshe, the Ikkar, like the Vusha Srat. How do they move it the first time? We go with the Mahalach of the Prima Gadim. We see again the same concept. They can take a Chavit and divide it in half. You can make one half being a bosses, and the other half not being a bosses. The chelik only for life is a bosses. The chelik calling the full mice is not a bosses. Now you could argue that the chavis is more of a chiddush. The chavis physically can't move; it's all one shtick, like the plastic. You can't remove. But mice, we see the concept over here. You can separate one versus another. Let's. Yeah, we'll not finish the chelik yet. That's a show. Now, take it a step further. Come on, Mishmur, and says the Taz Akasha and the Locha is only negate the Map El Yaino. Maisa, negate the Map El Tachtoino, he quotes Supreme Godin, quotes the Ivets, that's no problem, negate to us. We have chelas on the table. They point out, let's analyze it. Let's go with the Prima Godin, and you can divide the Map in half. The Leichter goes over here, Ash is over here, but doesn't ask the rest. The chalas go over here, and that goes and matches the rest. That's, how in the world do you do that? Either the issa goes both ways and with the heter, or the issa stays and the heter stays. It says in Mishpul, Matachton did not bother me. According to anybody, Prim Gordon, Lubush Yisrael, doesn't make a difference. The chal don't matter the whole time, Mappa.
Okay.
I know the bad one, but fine. If we couldn't divide a bosses in half, and we're saying that only underneath the lactate is where the Isser is, so underneath the Chalet, that's where the Heter is.
It's a different
table, no, the Mappa Tachtoino, says Mishmur, Mappa Tachtoino, writes brackets, that doesn't bother me, Prima Gadim, he says, of course, Prima Gadim in the Ayavits, so Prima Gadim, he says that's not a problem. The Prima Gadim himself holds that we can divide a boss in half. The map that we can hold the underneath the lactate is the mukso, and the rest table is not mukso. But the chal is they'll mark the whole table. How in the world is the Prima Gadim do that? So the Shvus Yitzchok, the Shami Yosin, they want to kind of just to limit the yisoid of the chiddush of the Prima Gadim. That it really depends. If the mapa is doing two different ishtamshin, one's coming to go underneath, one's coming to go on top, one. Or the top of the mapa, you move one chilek, then you move the chilek a second time, a different time. That's two different ideas over here. Might be physically attached, but this is one thing, the covering, and underneath the lactate is a separate thing. They get moved different times, they have different functions over here, different points over here. But the mapa tachtoino, that is the same exact function. To have things on top of it. Then they get to your Shabbos meal. Chalas for your Shabbos meal, lactate for your Shabbos meal, food for your Shabbos meal. So anything that has the same function, that the issa will go all the way and the heter will go all the way.
It's like saying two different drawers in a.
Harvest is one thing.
Yeah, but the wine's not going up that way. So map is one thing also.
It's one harvest.
Okay. And map is one mappa. It has, once holding it up, it's not holding the wine inside. The top chil is not holding the wine inside.
It's like saying two different drawers in a closet. Same idea.
We didn't get the drawers in Shin Yud, so we'll have to get the sugar of Shin Yud. That's one way of answering this question. Like, I haven't looked at the Prima Gadim, so I can hear in Reish Ayin Tes, Yishlodin, that's what exactly he's saying. Before this, maybe the other way, the Sham Yosef, there are a bunch of tools on how to answer. They try to answer. You can argue with each malach. But it's a great question. You have to. Prim Gram says both. It has to be worked on. What's the lamdas over here? The Sham Yosef, he wants to answer that we have something that's a bosses, but no, it's a total. Meaning he says, by the case we have of bosses, might say it's holding up everything. But the is a total, you have a neus over here, it does not stop from plastic moving back and forth. So based on what happens over here, you have a bosses of a chalo, bosses of leichter. It's a bosses to both. But if I can move one without bothering the other, if I can have leichter over here, and I can move the plastic without bothering the leichter, you can't get around the sugi as a trellis or so. So if it's not a sugi of aksar, we're not maxed out, I can move it without bothering the leichter over here. So it could be a bosses without iser of total. If so, as bosses, they have to go to the iser. But there's no iser total if I'm not maxed das because I can move without bothering the leichter. That's how he wants to answer the Prima Godem. Fine, but Echshia is a great question. I understand the Prima Godem, which Mishbuah seems like he's slowly going in Choshesh for. Now you could ask, let's take it a step further now. Let's ask it in the Gehet to us. We don't usually have two mappas over here. People tell me they don't move their tables. We have usually Barakla, especially in Chutzlar, it's over here. Some of us do move the tables. So people they do is they have the Shulchan, they put in the map over here. Some people put the lecture on the table over here. How's the negate to them this question? Let's say very simple. You sit by the table, you have no chal before Shabbos. Some people don't do that. They want to keep the chal warm. They keep it on their oven or on top of the crackpot. What do they do? So they come Shabbos and they have the lectures on the table. The papa is there. Comes what happens Friday night. No big deal. They leave the candles there. They clean the table on top of it. The mappa in everyone's house hangs over. Hangs over. Can you move your hand on the mappa? People say, what's the big deal? Why are chals here? I don't move the mappa. I'm not taking it off anyway. I have a thick plastic. I don't have any plastic. I have cloth over there. Why put chals? Why put wine? Why get involved? So you can bust this letter. Can I shake? Table hangs over. Can I put my hand there? I move the mappa on the side. Well, you want to divide the mappa in half? Massive Kiddush. My father says, how can you do such a thing? Divide a mappa in half over here. Can you divide a mappa in half? That means you go to the corner of Prima Godem. Well, yeah, a top maisa. So others will tell me, well, if you have a kid, you know, kids pull it, so the chel goes on top and that's on the side, so you have a problem over here. Fine, let's say your kid doesn't pull it if that happens. Fine, somebody says, so now, can you move them, go with the Lushis Rad, go with Lushis Rad, can a person move them up on the side? Shvus Yitzchok, he wants to know, what's the answer? The Shev Lakossi, when he discusses it, he gets involved with Enemus Kavin, Napsik Ratio, Kavsik Ratio, Machlik's over here, Mekel. Kamalish, the same as Shari Mukso, he wants to say, the whole Machlikis of Prim Gun of Lushis Rad is Machlikis, but not that far. He wants to know, the Lushis Rad agrees when it cannot does not have the function, clearly a serpent area. On the side, there's nothing to do with the area on top. Avadah is a second entity over here. Avadah is a second chelik over here. Yeah, but even Lavusha is straddled over here now. That means he's taking from. Okay, we're saying it before Prima Godem. Now he's going to say even Lavusha is straddled. The other malach. Even Lavusha is straddled, it says all one piece. Well, something that Be'etzim is all one piece, but certainly it cannot hold up things even if you wanted it to hold up. It's on the side. So it can have the function of the thing of holding things on top. Map Elyonah can hold things on top. It can, it does. But map on the side, but Sidai cannot hold up things on top. Then a Vada is a separate function over here. It can't hold things on top. It can't. So listen. There's no Isser Vosses. Chiddush, a massive Chiddush. Otherwise, you have a great question. Then we should make sure that Chal is on the table before Shabbos.
The fact that a
barrel is
divided in half just makes
the you want to ask it? Okay, fine. I'm saying it's a massive. I'm agreeing with you, just saying over what he says. You want me to argue with you? Yeah.
What are the
chalas?
Yeah.
That's what he is, how the chalas work. But my Mishmua says. Mishmua says the chalas work. Yes.
Stop without no reason.
It's the command of lesser there, sir. What? The shava? We didn't get to that yet. We do the sugya shava. We solve the michavu and machlekes, and we'll see machlekes. We'll get to it.
So
the chal, first of all, the chals do not have to beat the leichter. The chals have to beat the flame. That means the mux is a flame. That means even though there's a flame, wick, oil, cup, leichter, table, chals don't have to beat all those things. Chal beats flame. Wine beats flame. What? Well, Ben Shem gets to that. We listen here. What defines Kshivas? Bishmuas and Chalas. Fine. Just to be Mamshech, we have over here in Sif Dalad, the Sugya, when a person has Mukso, they plan to remove on Shabbos. So, we had a Shaila on how the world in case of Kitei Tzemer, how can you move on Shabbos? Rashi said the Yisrael over here can do a case of Nir, because the Isser is coming from Shamash the Heter. The way Ben Tam answers, and the Beis Shem example, the same about Shumo, because you plan to remove it on Shabbos. Baloch Lamaisro, Mechaber has a Stav Yish Oimim, sound like he's being Machmer. He wants to say, like Rashi, the Rashi, well, you have a problem over here. Maisa, Numa's place coming down, it's not just Ben Tam, it's a Smag, the Beis Smagnis, the Irei, Balmor, Great Osh, others to Mechel. And therefore it says the words of Magavam the Bach, but Mokam Pseido, Yish Lokal. Al Rabbah, Tosh Shabbos, Archon Shulchan, Granis, Chayotim, Nasivis, and others, and the Mishmur makes down a couple of times, Mokam Pseido, Mokam Hefz, the person can be Mechel. That means if it comes out to answer the Kashan and Dachim test, we pass them like Rashi, and Mokam Pseido, we can also go like a man Tom, that something you plan to move on Shabbos will be Mutter. Mutter for what? Says the Bialocho. Mutter for near. And not for Tultum and Tzad. Took on the Seder Chetzi Bosis, the Shmua, again the Chaznish, quoting Kiv Eger from Taisis, near and not Chetzi Bosis. Agam, those won't argue, says the Beis Meir, and the Graz, they won't argue, say even Tultum and Tzad is Mutter in Sif Dalet. The Meister Shmua says only near is Mutter. In Sif Dalet, the Ramaz Mamshech, and brings down an Ur Zeruah that says when a person wants to do the Sugil Bosis, it's Dafku on his own Chavitz. But let's say he has a chavit of his chaver. First, has no koich to aser the chavit of his chaver. Believe daitoy without his das. That means the get of almonds have a sugar of trailers or ktsa. The ma'isa to aser the chavit of your chaver. Who you have no heter. A ma'isa bring out the point. I heard it when it happened, and I said Orchah Shabbos brings it down. A yeshiva, a lot of yeshivas don't appreciate when the bochum take children Friday night. So the question is, what to go do? So when it happened, I was a bachur yeshiva, a guy used to take. So the mir is very simple. 25 years ago, they started making two cholins, one Friday night, one Shabbos morning. Other yeshivas try to fight the bachur. So every week they try to get a different eitzah to make sure no one steals. Steals is a strong word because the bachur say they run the yeshiva, and it's their fault, and the other people think it's their fault. The argument who runs the yeshiva? Well, actually, let's put Gzela to the side, and the question here is how they want to somehow stop the bachur taking cholins Friday night. So one time they would lock it up. The cook had an eisner itza. He put a candle on top of the chulent, lit. It's going now for a 6-hour candle. Bacham can't take chulent over here. Very simple. The bacham gzela, not gzela, it's theirs. Bas muksa, no, move the candle over here. Kemal b'shaylo Shabbos morning. Migin k'tayi ben esposh, but k'tayi kul yoyim. Now the chulent's also to have Shabbos morning. Can you go eat it over here? Says Aruch, what? So I didn't hear, but I assume what you're saying is that once you have the say that I'm over here, you can't ask for something that's not yours. The cook didn't have a shus to come along and put a candle to ask the food and children to oil over here, and therefore the one time built upon this ramo, the mice the children to the motor. You have no clue, you have to make a bus over here. Again. You still have no right to ask in Shabbos morning. There's always an argument yeshiva who runs yeshiva, who wants yeshiva. That's all machlokes for those. No, not nichalei to ask the children Shabbos morning, no, certainly not. Now the Mishmur does say, comes from the Mogar Rom, but let's say Tovis Chaveroi, and the Mestame, he's nichalei, the Maestri, even though he's not Eskim, then he can't make a bosses. Post put it this way, Agav, he brings down the Mishmur that the Sivis, the Achaim wants to disagree. He says, but Sivis for Ben Tam certainly can't be Mekel. Otherwise, in general, Mestami is nicho, and Tavis Chaveri, Mais and Nichol together, you can't make a bosses. So there's certain cases they speak out. The Geta Shutfim, who if I own something to somebody else, who should have a right to go use it, it's mine, I have a right to make a bosses over here. The Geta Hefker can make a bosses. So the interesting question among the Achoinim is the Hefker owned by everybody or owned by nobody? If it's owned by everybody, so all Shutfis, before I can answer it. If it's owned by nobody, how can I ask upon you something that's not really for everybody? This guy is over here. My son, the Marsham, comes and says, it's different to get a bosses. Can I cut and make the Sugya of boss over here? It's discussed by the Sugya of Yichud Kalim that we brought down the way the place can want Taina, that Kotan has no Das, has no Machshav over here, Sugya and Chulin. And therefore, the place can want Taina or Kotan on the Bar Mitzvah, he'll definitely get a Shokach if you put a bosses on top of a Kli over here. The main Shiloh really is the get is in the house. You have people who have spouses, and you have adult children, and you have guests, and they have objects. Now, technically, everything in the house is the Baal HaBos. He owns everything. Technically. Be very clear, technically. Other people think it's theirs. That means you tell a child who's an adult that you can't do that, the kid says it's mine. And well, you still argue with him, saying it's yours, and you have to listen to me, it's just not worth it, you know, we let kids do whatever they want. So, same thing to spouses, each one after their own. So the question over here is that nichel negedah, can they make a bus on Shabbos on something that be'etzim is not theirs? So again, the mitzvah Shabbos, and the Marsham, and Ben Shchayin, all discuss it, and the chur will come out, each one will drop different. But usually the understanding is, a simple understanding is, when you give a person something, and they seem to associate being theirs, like whether B'din Choshim Mishpud is theirs, you're letting them do whatever they want. Whether it's healthy, let them do whatever they want, or that's the mitzvah, let them do whatever they want. Therefore, if a wife puts something on top of something else, puts a rack on top of an object, you don't come over and tell her it's mine, you can't do that. You let her, she runs the house, you're very happy she runs the house, you're very appreciative for that. And therefore, for her to make a bosses, if you tell the kid, what are you doing? And the kid says, but it's mine, I can do what I want. Whether he says his words or not, but they seem to live that way. So it seems to be that you gave over the koich to let them do whatever they want, or they can make their day of bosses. If they understand that they can't, or the fathers, they can make a bosses. A similar question is Bachum in Yeshiva. Make a very similar case, a Bachum in Yeshiva, I've been ist, a shtender has money on top. I've been a Yemiroyim, come to the seat. You're showing him kippah, this money, pen. What's your standing now? On the side of the pen is a boss of the Klish Machal Isser. I can't move it. We saw a cloud. On the. What? No, okay, let's say first put it there. We have to find what Shokach is. You put it there, you put money there. Why is Shokach? The air shop is. You have to find what that means over here. So the question you have this eight. Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, you have to eat, you're getting around the question. The question could both Yeshiva. Who is a Balabos in Yeshiva? Say again, it's a good argument. Who is a Balabos in Yeshiva? Maisa is him Chaim. Chaim want Taino. Maisa stumbles also. You know, you have a right to go use a shtender. Maisa, most of them understand the yeshiva that even though they gave you a right to use a shtender, instead of Vosin, instead of the Chodeshani and of Israel and others, they gave you a right to what it's made for, to learn from. Maybe put your head down, it's also made for. But otherwise, to ask it for Shabbos, what money you append there, it's not made for that. You have no schus to ask it for Shabbos. You can argue you have a schus for children, it's our food. But to ask you something that you have no schus for, building upon these two sugars in Sif Dalad, the idea of Rabbein and Tam, that's something you plan to remove on Shabbos, not nichle get a bosses. And the idea of the person asks you something that's not theirs. So, a story that's mentioned among numerous forum, and I've heard it numerous times, to bring out the point over here. You go to a hotel for Shabbos, and of course, you don't like Neris. In the hallway, that's Rachel Vatolo. So you take a chair, you put it next to your table, you write Neris by the table where it's supposed to be. And therefore, it's no problem to make a brach over there by the Suda. After the meal Friday night, come along the goyim, they clean up everything, they take away the Neris, they stack up all the chairs. And then you come Shabbos morning, they want to undo the chairs, whether it's by the Simcha or the hotel, they want to use the chairs. And the chairs are all mixed together. We don't know which chair had the mooks on top of it, which one did not. The loch and the ger to simen kuf yud and simen kuf beis in Yeridaya is you have a mixture of things that are either dov shishlo matirim or dov shemimin or dov choshev afil be'elef le'botol. And therefore the question happened and happens, are all the chairs now usher on Shabbos to go use? Come to Simcha, come to Tel Shabbos morning, all 1,000 chairs are usher. All 1,000 chairs are usher. So what? Oh, so there's a question. All 1,000 chairs. Now, you could answer from the Sugya of Yerodeo, you get involved, is it Doshi Shematirim? We spoke about the Tzlach Shito. You get the Sugya of Doshi Minim, Dava Choshev. Maybe is it Blur? Is it Isser? Was it not Isser Blur? Is it Atzmoy? What is Mukhs? Is it Blur or not? They get involved with also, maybe the idea of Yishmatirim is not applied by Doshi Minim. But let's, all those Shalas, they get to Isser Vehater, of Teruvah, and Machalik among the Paiskim. A lot of them, place can argue with. They come from our sugya, maybe to answer. Number one says Chodeshani, when you were given the chair of the hotel, the chair gave it to you for that night, but not for the next day. Since it was not given to you for the whole entire Shabbos, you can't answer something that's not yours. And therefore, you have a shtamshus to lie in there, says Chodeshani. You can't have a Chodeshani, it's not me. He said the kisa was given to you for Friday night. Maisa Kaufman and Gil Sefer want to argue the point. They want Taino. The Maisa is given to you. Go do whatever you want, and therefore you can do the whole day Shabbos. But he comes along and says, but says Gil Sefer, we have a ban in Tom. Something that you plan to remove, and that you plan to clean up and take it away, Mokum Hefsid, having no shears, especially when you have a ban in Tom together with the Divrei Chaim and the Sivis that says, Bidas Atzmoy, to put a mux on top of something, even though it's Nichlei, you can't answer. Mishmua says, you have Divrei Chaim, you can do a ban in Tom, it can't be Mekel. Says Megillah Sefer L'Maisel, since you have the two Svars together, a ban in Tom, and you can't answer, Chaim Zechaver, Maisel, you can't use your shears. Hagam is not that simple, but that's a simple bringing out the point. There's two halachas and Sif Dalid. Why did you not ask the shears in hotels? They point out. Let's say it's your own personal house. One has some of these farts. A guy told me one time he lit Chana Canaries by the door. Somehow his kids took all the Chana Canaries, mixed up the shears, and now he has like 10 shears in his house. And he's like, now what? There is, right. No, but one shear he did Badas lit in Hotel Shabbos. The other 9 shears he had no Das. Now what? He had no Ben Tom. He didn't plan to be Ben Tom. He said, keep them. Now what are you going to do?
This the boss.
Why doesn't it ever be Tom?
No, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You plan to leave them there down to your whole Shabbos?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's
there
was
Tom.
He said, every
Nair
is only ever makes a Shabbos.
No, that's your Ben Tom. That's the Tazakash. No.
Won't there be a Tom and Tom says it's okay?
No, that he says, Mishmuel, again, Mishmuel says, he ends up searching in the middle of Ilmiz Stiro. We'll have to answer the Stiro and see Mishmuel how he answered that woman, Yonah Tazer. Yeah, we didn't learn Nair Shine Taz. Mishmuel has three, two of small gomes, each right? We didn't learn that. Taz by Tzarchin, the Stiro is in the middle of Ilmiz. Maybe it's getting late, my father gave an answer over here. We have two more points we have to discuss, otherwise it's Lava. So, as my father is, Mama, she's standing. Mama, she's. There's a thing called Boss's Bakroi. Boss's Bakroi, again, it's very chushy, you say it over here. They were saying until now that when you have a heter being Mashamish Isser, that's a Boss's. When Isser being Mashamish heter, Mutimanar, it's not a Boss's. Let's say the Isser not being Mashamish the heter, and the heter not being Mashamish the Isser. Neither one, nothing. That's best in the case of Boss's Bakroi. So basically, you have in your freezer, you have meat, and you have ice cream. Raw meat, you have ice cream. You put the ice cream on bottom, you put the raw meat on top. Comes Friday night, you want to take out the ice cream, or Shabbos afternoon, take out the ice cream. It's a bus holding up the meat. Can you take out the ice cream? Is anyone mishamish anybody? The meat's not mishamish the ice cream, the ice cream not mishamish the meat. Neither one. Can you take out the ice cream? So the Chumash Tadashan brought down the Taz, the Maisi asked it. Nichol get a Meniach. Meniach, can do near, can do tilt on sad, everything the Maisi is also. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's a basis. It's a moisha. It's holding something up. You did a bedas. Something bedas is a basis. The mice is also a salashani, the magarom. They point out the mefush, the miri, and the sugyo. The whole entire idea over here of shokach is the idea of basis come to mishamish. And then they're not coming to mishamish. And therefore, if I did not do it to make it sit well, I did some because I had to put one top of another somehow. Sometimes the meat can be on top of the chicken, sometimes the meat on top of the ice cream, sometimes the other way around. I didn't care which way, one or the other. So I'll come out with myself. Or be mutter. Now if you tell me you're doing it because it sits better one top of another, you tell me that myself, put one top of another, the ice cream is in the container, the meat and chicken is not, it's hard one top of another. Echnami could be even called the mug of vomit saucer. It sits better with the meat on top of the chicken, ice cream. And then even called the mug of vomit, we won't have this heter. The ice can come to mishamish the meat. But again, the whole entire heter is only when I do not kill kiyuzel one top of another. What's halacha? That many numerous times you can open up any cabinet one top of another. One's muksa, one's not muksa. The mishmur speaks out the cabinet or the box of vad is muksa, iser and heter inside. But negaya to holding one thing on top of another. If you do not kill kiyuzel, ma'isa can be mekel makarvam. Halacha ma'isa mishmur being down as machloiki said makamat sarech. You can't be mekel. Or chashuchim, but mekel, but the abonim lay hifsit. If the malachim come along and say, mok matzoich, ice cream. Avan, mok matzoich. The person can't be mekel and take out the ice cream. Again, but only if you don't care which one's on the top, which one's on the bottom. Now come along to Ben Ishchai and he says, to limit the mug of rum, he wants to tighten up, but let's say, a situation where a person that uses one more than the other, ice cream, he takes out constantly more than the other thing, and he wants to put one top of another for a reason, it's more of a shimush. you plan to take out one more than the other, and you have a reason one top of another, also be ulcer. Just like if it sits better, it will be ulcer. If you want to use one more than the other, also be ulcer. I mean, even though the kavon is not consists better, I plan to use one over another, and I put the iser on top, I use it more, also be ulcer. It's a chiddush. Myself, the ashes in that case, then makom tzarek gadol can make it. Not makom tzarek, tzarek gadol can make it. I mean, you have to realize how, we have machlokes, magavon versus taz, and there are limitations. You have to define the definition of what the magavon's case over here is. A interesting nafkamina, how to understand it, we had a mapet tachtoino. A mapet tachtoino, kamul magavon, Mishaburon says, ain't tzarek l'chose, says Mishaburon, we don't need the whole machlokes of the sugra of Bosa Bakroi, because anyway, we put chalas there. Is Mapa Tachtoino have the heter of Derech HaKroi? Does it have the heter of Bosa Bakroi? So the simple meaning of the Mishnah Berurah is, he says again, we do not need, ain't Tzarek L'chol Zeh, we have Chalas anyway. It says, Ramosho Avada Boro Shloidok B'Lashoinai. Avada Bosa Bakroi and the tablecloth is not, Avada, the tablecloth is not Bosa Bakroi. Why? Because Avada, you want the Chalas on top of the tablecloth. Avada, you want the lights at the top of the tablecloth. Avada, you want the iser. Since you want it there, that's not Bosa Bakroi, I want it there. That means you still need the Mogavom, so I don't want it there. If I want it there, then they'll get a Bosa Bakroi, not Bosa Bakroi. Meister, I point out, that's not the words of the Mishnah Berurah. And before and ready, the grass and lazy soil, two swarm, call the Mapata Tachtoino, Bosa Bakroi. And most of them seem to want to argue against the Moshe and also the Aruch HaShulchan. How do you also look at Bosa Bakroi? That means there are cases you have to find the Bosa Bakroi. What does it mean to be the words of Magavam to sit well one top of another? You want one quicker than the other. And let's say you want one dafka top, but not besides the Zuga Bosa. Because that's where it belongs. Moshe says the fact that it belongs there is not Bosa Bakroi, which was sounds like that it belongs there, still looking to get a Bosa Bakroi. And therefore, you can't be Mekel Mokum Hesed or Mokum Atzoruch. One last point has to be brought down is that we're saying over here that we see a study over here of Chatzi Bosses. In Chatzi Bosses, Taisus spoke out that it can only do near, not Tiltum and Tzad. What was the source of Taisus? Taisus says, if so, you should have set up before Shabbos differently. You should have set yourself up differently, not do Tiltum and Tzad. Least a question. You know on Shabbos you have to near, you know on Shabbos you have to tiltum atzad. Do you before Shabbos have to set you up not to do tiltum atzad? For example, you have a draw with heter inside and there's some things in the mukso. Do you have a chiyah before Shabbos to take out the mukso? You have a draw with silverware inside and you have a peeler. You hold a peeler is a klishe machle iser. You have matches inside. Mukso machle skufoy. You have things inside that etzim are osir. But most of the jewel is heter. You have a right to open it. Why? From taking out the heter. Do you have to, before Shabbos, make sure there's no iser inside before Shabbos? Kamal Ramosha, he says, when a person has a loose leaf with a bunch of papers, most of Divrei Torah, you have some blank pieces of paper. So on Shabbos, you want to open it up, you have to shake it out. If so, before Shabbos, remove the papers. You have to make sure not to sell yourself up for Tiltum and Atzad. Says Rabbi Yashiv, the Istim wisdom recover. This is a nichel nechir of near. Just like we know we have to minar before tiltum natsad. You have to chiv to make sure you don't sell yourself up for tiltum natsad. And therefore, Rabbi Yashiv, the Istim numerous times this question, he says, you have to make sure not to do tiltum natsad. Again, it's mutter. Once it's b'di'evet, avadi allowed to. It's a case of shokach, case of Istir and heter, where heter is more choshev. But to sell yourself up, that's the incorrect thing to go do. Says the Chodeshani, says the Yavos Farim, says the Simchabon Malach Lamaiso. You cannot sell yourself up to Tiltum Atzad. Atzad Hasheni, this question, numerous other Achonim, whether it's Rosh Trovach or Chaim and others, they say, let's analyze it. We have Rishonim, we have Pleiskim, we have a Gemara, we have tons of history till 30 years ago, and no one says you have a Chiyot to remove the Mokhs before Shabbos. Did anyone ever say that? You have to go back and read Taisus, what is it given to us? So we go. Do you see the Loch? Anyone bring it down? Any place? Anyone? Toisus Yesh L'chalik. Dev Rosh Tremach says, Lo Shemanu. Shem Kasi, another place can bring it down. Yesem Chaim, the Minik says, even Mekel. The Big Mavucha, most more Chayim with Maisa Machman than Mekel. But the Mekilim are talking very stark. Where in the world, La Locha, and the Rishonim bring down this concept, you have to move before Shabbos. On the Machmim, there really are two main questions over here. One is we're saying it by the case, let's say, matches books of Machlis Gufoy. Would you say the same thing? Maybe the Klishim Machlis, it depends how your own matches are, Machlis. But would you say the Locha by Klishim Machlis only by case of Evan, books of Machlis Gufoy? Do you say it by case of Klishim Machlis Isser? So the Mice, the Shalmi Yonison, what's the Chilik? Why is it Machayiv to do Tiltum Azad? If you have to do near before, and you have to do near before, no difference. Which really leads to the second case is your refrigerators. That's them. On your refrigerator door, on your freezer door, you open the door, people have their rice there that's not cooked, they have their flour there that's not cooked, they have their beans there that's not cooked, a lot of things are not cooked. Especially in the freezer, you have tons of things that are not cooked. Maisa, while you're opening the floor, you want to say it's Mamsa, it's not being, who's being Mashamashu, what's more Choshev. Let them open up the refrigerators, and let's say it's more Choshev, the food that's on the door is Het over Isser. Still in the case of the refrigerator and even in the case of freezers. But how in the world are you putting Muksa on the door? You're setting yourself up to Tiltum Atzad for Isser, even though it's less Choshev than the Heter, but setting yourself to Tiltum Atzad on Shabbos. Therefore, in Bortan Shmir Shabbos and Chosar, before Shabbos, remove the things from your refrigerator and freezer. Bortan with Simchal Bodim, Bortan by Lucham Mukso, Yisra Berkowitz, I tell you, the Meister, remove it beforehand. Chaim says, Minig is not the way. Why remove it? So the Meister, I see practically what to go do. It's big Mavucha, and the stark rai is why yes, and the main time of why not, it's not Bortan. That's the main time of why not. The Gam Mukhtim Kurya sounds like you really should. And the newest place came in, again, newest from Maisa Machmer, from Liashiv to Shmir Shabbos to Lo Chamux to Maisa Machmer. Just I see practically what you're gonna do if you can set up when you unpack the refrigerator and set up in a way that you control the refrigerator and put things all the right place. Echlami is correct thing to be Machmer, but in your house it's very hard to control and it disturbs you every time on Shabbos. Try to set things up before Shabbos. And this doesn't happen, like anyway, things seem to move around. Then the Yesh London, how much you have to bother yourself to get involved with this Chumra, which Yesh London is a stark makom, this Chumra or not. But if you can, you can set yourself up. I tell you why, for every time you empty things, go shopping, take these out, put the rice in the refrigerator, not in the door. You tell them to put the frozen meat in the freezer, not in the door. You set it up that way, it's very simple to go do. If you can't set it up that way, you can't. Fine, that's something else. Fine, that's Lachra.